Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to all stop and listen to God together. Let me start by reading from the Bible. Isaiah 56, verses 1 and 2. Be just and fair to all. Do what is right and good, for I am coming soon to rescue you and to display my righteousness among you. Blessed are all those who are careful to do this. Justice is a major theme throughout the book of Isaiah. From the first chapter, God declares his hatred of every form of injustice and his unwillingness to receive the worship of people who refuse to act justly. God declares that he has had more than enough of the people's sacrifices and is burdened by their religious festivals. It's vital that we realise that fighting for justice is not an optional extra for Christians, but integral to our worship. Or to use the blunt language of Isaiah chapter 1, if we don't live justly, then God won't listen to our prayers. I wonder how well you know the community where you live, and whether you can identify where injustice is taking place. I say that because many forms of injustice are hidden. They can happen in busy cities and quiet villages. The only way to know what's going on is to know people well and to hear their stories. In Isaiah's world, the people who were most vulnerable and who suffered the greatest injustices were the disabled, foreigners, orphans, and widows. And everyone was vulnerable to those market traders who acted unfairly and who adjusted their scales to increase their profits. Injustice is an offence to God because it's a denial of everything that he wants and it spoils the lives of everyone it touches. No wonder he hates to listen to people who worship and who live unjustly. As we worship our great God of justice, we need to understand that as we sing our songs of praise, we are being recruited to be fair and just to everyone we meet. Loving God, help us to love the people around us enough to spot injustice when it occurs. Give us courage to stand up for people who find it hard to obtain justice. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll tune in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier. Have a great day.